This is TWiT.
So I've been wearing my Samsung Neo smartwatch for about a year, and I'm a heavy user, so I have a lot of experience.
Right on.
And so I've been listening to the reviews and stuff, and people say you can do everything on your phone, so why would you have a watch? Well, I have the number one reason, and I think this is going to change a lot of minds about a smartwatch. The number one reason, I have other reasons, but the number one reason is if you leave your phone in a restaurant and you can't get halfway to your car without your watch telling you that you left your phone in the restaurant.
I love that. Isn't that good? Yeah.
Many, many times I've left my phone somewhere, even though I keep it in the pouch, but I'll leave it in the restaurant, and it has saved my butt many times. So if anybody's thinking about why should I have it, just that right there pays for itself. And in many other uses, too, but...
You have one of the early smartwatches from Samsung. They were among the first to create them. Pebble and Samsung kind of pioneered this, and everybody knew that Apple was doing a smartwatch, but knew that it would be a way off. So now that it's finally come out, it'll be interesting to see how Apple has learned from what Samsung and Pebble and others have done. I presume they've learned. We'll see if they improve on it. I don't know if it has that feature. Actually, that's a good question. Will the Apple Watch tell you if you left your iPhone in the restaurant after you get far enough away? Because that's a good. I agree with you. That's a good feature.
It tells you that your Bluetooth has been disconnected.
Right.
Because that's how it works.
Right.
And so all of a sudden that. So yes, it'll automatically do it by default. It doesn't come out and say, "Hey, stupid, you left your phone in the restaurant." It says your Bluetooth is disconnected.
Right.
So then I look at my watch and I said, oh, shoot. And I run back in there,
yeah.
and it's happened countless times. So anybody thinks that there's no reason to get one, that's number one right there.
How do you use it, Lawrence? There's two primary ways people use smartwatches. One is to duplicate notifications on the phone so that when the phone rings or you get a text message, you just look at your wrist and you go, aha, I see somebody's calling. You know, I know who's calling me. And some of these watches you can actually answer. The Apple Watch, you can answer on the watch. Or to use it as a health device, because that's the other common use, as a pedometer, as a way of keeping track of your exercise. Or do you use both?
Well, I do both. I keep my phone in a pouch on my belt, even though it looks funny. But then what happens is I also have a Bluetooth around my neck. So if I get a call, I'm a worker bee. I'm out working hard in the warehouse or wherever I'm doing, wherever I'm at. And if I get a call, I look at my watch and I say, I want to take the call. I push the button on my Bluetooth, take the call, and then hang up that same way too. And I don't have to pick up my phone.
Yeah.
So I only pick up my phone half the time throughout the day.
That's a good reason.
That's another.
Yeah.
That's number two reason right there is I really, and if you're a woman, you want to leave your phone in the purse. You don't have to go digging through your purse every time the phone rings.
I agree.
You look at your watch, right?
Most of the people who've been early Apple Watch users are saying exactly that. You can do everything on your watch. We have a woman in the chat room who is an attorney, a defense attorney. And, of course, the first thing that happens when you go into a courtroom is the judge, and they tend to be very strict, says, turn off your phone. If I hear a phone ring, I'm taking it. And so, but at the same time, she may have clients who need to reach her urgently. She says it's going to be a great boon for me because I can silence my phone. And then if somebody calls, I can kind of look at my watch, which is not prohibited in the courtroom. So there are times, and you're on the warehouse floor similarly, there are times when you don't want to have to answer the phone. You're busy. The watch could be useful for that. I've been wearing a Motorola 360. That's an Android Wear watch since they came out about 6 months ago. And I do like it. I don't need it. That may be something different between you and me. I don't know, Lawrence. I don't have. If I leave the house without my smartwatch, I don't go, oh, I got to turn around. Do you have to turn around?
Yeah. Well, yes. Here's another good one is okay. If your phone is on a charger somewhere and you're walking around working, then it can still be charging. Then you don't have to run all the way back to your
phone.
Good
point.
The other one is I don't get good reception in deep inside my warehouse. So I put my charger or I put my phone somewhere where there is good reception and I have pretty good range on the Bluetooth and I can keep working in there and still get calls that I would miss otherwise.
I think so all good reasons.
There are many.
Yeah.
Many, many reasons to have one. I might have just made Apple another million.
Thank you, Lawrence. I appreciate it.
if you're thinking on getting one, there's the top reasons right yeah. there. I love mine. I absolutely love mine. It actually, I lost it. I went right out and bought another one.
Wow.
I felt naked without it.
Okay, there's the answer. You do have to have it. Yeah. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call, Lawrence. One thing the Apple Watch is doing, and I understand that Android Wear watches have this capability and it will be turned on, that I find fascinating, is they don't just use Bluetooth, they use Wi-Fi. So at home, where you probably have Wi-Fi, at work where you probably have Wi-Fi, if your phone and if your phone has joined that Wi-Fi network and your watch is on the same network, you can be in the other part of the building. And it'll still work. You can leave your phone on your desk, go up to the boss's office, and still your watch will work. Or in your house, you can leave it on your nightstand charging and go anywhere in the house. And as long as you're all both on the same Wi-Fi network, the watch will continue to work. Apparently, the Android Wear has had that capability all along. It's just never been turned on. I'm curious to see when they turn it on. I think that is very interesting. It's key though that the watch and this is something most watches don't do, some of the Samsungs do. I think the ability to take the phone call on the watch is interesting. So then you really can do everything on the you wouldn't want to spend a lot of time on it, but if you want a quick like hello, what are you doing? I'll be right there. Okay, get over here. And that would work.